escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking too much about the teams that we love, the Mets and Yanks, of course, 888-808-1019. The news of the day comes from Aaron Boone talking to the Talkin' Yanks podcast, saying he's going to move, finally, Jazz to second base, which, I mean, is just a brilliant idea. I wonder how many guys it took to graduate from Harvard or Dartmouth, all those Ivy League schools, or Columbia, to come up with the idea. Who gave Boone the metrics and data and analytics to be able to come up with the idea to move Jazz Chisholm to second base? But finally, yes, however they got there, they got there.
Let's not be mean, buddy.
I love Booney, but jeez. Come on, long enough here. Anyway, that's the news of the day. The Yankees putting their best second baseman at second base. Think about how ridiculous that sounds.
Finally. Listen, it's ridiculous. It's
you know
been ridiculous. Yeah, I do.
Like, I'm not trying to pick on him. You know we love Booney.
Love him.
And rooting for the Yankee. You're rooting for the Yankees.
Well, I mean, you're rooting for us too?
Well, I mean, to a certain extent. We were joking around. We were saying that before the Mets series. Yeah, come on, man. Get back on track.
Yeah,
let's go with the Yankees.
And I was saying the same thing for the Mets because I want to hold on to the Subway Series notion. That's something I always want. I think it would be amazing. I think for this show, for the station, it would be absolutely off the charts, insane. But if the Yankees don't do anything, they're not going to get there.
You know, real quick on that, and maybe it's not going to be real quick. It'll get into another conversation, but we'll get to the calls here. 888-808-1019. I was talking with Evan last week when you were out, and he was back by the office, whatever. And he was talking about the idea of that after the lockout or whatever is going to happen after next season.
Yeah, I remember I told you it's going to be a
right.
mess.
Thinking about, let's hope it's
mess.
Not, but thinking about the potential realignment after that.
Yeah.
Which I think we can use. I'm always old school and I like the old school divisions and keep the Mets and Yankees separated. I do think we're getting closer to having Mets and Yanks in the same division. Think about what that would do to change the way we evaluate baseball on a daily basis. Both those teams battling multiple times a year and battling for division supremacy every single year. That might freshen the sport up a little bit and make it more juicy in this town. Maybe that's what we need, but that can be, I think it's realistic.
Uh-huh.
Would you want it? At this point, yes.
You want it because you got an owner who's going to spend some money.
Well, I mean, finally, that's right.
You know, you guys finally bring something to the table.
We can finally compete. But wouldn't that be something?
You know, we get it in hockey with all three locals.
Yeah.
We get it in the NBA. Not that there's much of a Knicks-Nets rivalry, but when those, you know, a couple of years, whatever, it's not even really a couple, but, you know, when they're good, they bury us, like with Jay Kidd, and when we're good, we bury them. But at least there's the proximity. We don't get it with the Jets and the Giants. I would be all for baseball. I would love it. Now, would it be a four-team configuration, a five-team, and who would the other teams be?
Yeah, that's
now,
a good
how
question.
How do you differentiate between Toronto? You got to keep Boston. First of all, let me put it this way. Yeah. Even though the Red Sox-Yankee rivalry is, for me, emotionally gets dissipated to a point where it just doesn't even remotely feel the same. You got to have them. So if it was
Phillies?
That's where I'm going. If it was from a Yankee perspective, I know the Mets fan would have a different one, which I respect. But from my perspective, I would, if it meant that the Red Sox went elsewhere to bring the Mets in, not interested. It would have to be Yankees, Mets, Red Sox, Phillies. And if you stay with four, that's perfect.
No, let's go five, probably.
Toronto, you got to have something north, obviously. Not that I love it, but you got to have something north.
I mean, selfishly, I would want Atlanta, but they don't fit the map.
Would you really want Atlanta, though, when you think about it, buddy?
Think about how freaking loaded that division would be.
I know. Right. I know.
Because here's exactly why I want Atlanta. Because now they're about to start to go on the you-know-what, and the Mets are on the rise, and now they're going to get separated in the division. Now, again, we don't know that this is going to happen, but it is, I do think, legit on the table. Uh-huh. Going to be on the table. Wouldn't that be fitting that finally the Mets would maybe be on the come up here, whether they win however many divisions or not? Steve Cohen and the resources, like, they should be a main player within their own division. And now the Braves will be out of the picture. Now the Mets will have to battle with the Yankees every year to win divisions.
Well, just because the Braves were out of the picture this year, and it looks like they might remain out of the picture, which I thought they would make a little run here, but maybe they won't. I mean, they're still a hell of a franchise. And they got still really good players. It's not like they're going to back up shop.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Don't worry. We'll beat them for you. But, we usually beat them in the World Series. But we'll take care of them if we have to.
I would assume they're going to do it based on region, right?
100%.
And you think that...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
They would keep the same thing, three divisions, five teams, or would you go... I guess it would be four divisions, four teams?
I think they'll probably keep it three different divisions, I think. Now, just think about it from a geographical perspective, like the, as much as, I get it with the Braves, I hear what you're saying, but to satisfy the southern demo, you're going to have the Marlins.
So it will be south.
The Braves, probably the Nationals, who are south of us, obviously,
Rays,
in D.C. The Rays.
Orioles.
That's your four. And probably Baltimore.
So you clean that up nicely right there.
That would work out pretty well.
And by the way, you could also have more teams and fewer divisions. Like you could do, I don't know, seven, let's say. We got to do the exact math.
I don't think they would do that, though. I think that they like having, because then that wouldn't that implicate or alter the wild card situation.
Yeah, if you're keeping that the same. All right, so we just cleaned it up there where we have one East and one South, and you can make the Mets, Phillies, Yankees, Red Sox,
Toronto.
And you'd have to pick, I guess.
You got it. Toronto's going to be floating out of space.
Okay,
you can't have Toronto with like the Montana Mountains and the South Dakota, space invaders.
Couldn't you put them with the Tigers?
No.
Because you got to put the Royals and Cardinals together.
Oh, hold on. I shot that down fast. Truth of the matter is.
How about Cleveland in the East?
Well, now if you look at the map and you look at where Michigan is and the Great Lakes in relation to the southern part of Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the. Maybe I put the kibosh on the Tigers quickly, but I kind of like the Blue Jays.
See?
Not rivalry. It's not really a rivalry, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Real fast, what year were you
born?
You don't
get just sports talk here, by the way, on BT and South. We do geography as well.
I love geography. Yeah. What year were you born, 79?
Yeah.
All right. I just want to point out to everybody that is just hearing what could happen, what we think might happen, what we think should happen. I just went back very quickly, punched up the year that Sal was born.
Yeah.
The 19th, how much has this changed?
Oh, God.
The American, this used to be the AL East, guys. Orioles, I'm just reading an order of wins. Orioles, Brewers, Red Sox, Yankees, Tigers, Cleveland, Toronto.
Yeah.
The American League West, yeah, the Angels, Royals, Rangers, Twins, White Sox, Mariners, A's, and I'll go to the NL East. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Pirates, the Expos, the Cardinals, the Phillies, the Cubbies, the Mets.
Yeah, I used to like the NL East.
Did too.
I mean, that's going back way,
but that's what we knew first. Of course, we liked it.
Yeah, but a lot fewer teams. Like, for me, it was a little bit more teams, I think, involved by the 80s when I started getting into it. But, yeah, that's why I always say I hate the Cardinals more than any team in baseball, you know, outside of the Met-Yankee rivalry. Grew up hating the Cardinals more because of the 80s battles.
Oh, my God, sure. But you were too young to really remember 84. I know you know what happened, but, like, 84... First, Keith's traded there in 83.
Yeah.
Then 84, like the Cardinals are better, but the Mets are coming.
85, 86, 87. 87, like that.
Tommy, hurry up.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
You don't like 88 with the Dodgers, do you, buddy? That, you know, revisit 88.
D-Rod is calling from Orlando, Florida. What's up, D-Rod?
Hey, fellas. What's up? How's it going?
How are you?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm still alive, so I'm happy.
God bless.
Hey, listen, thank you, sir. Likewise to you. I never understood real quick, like you were talking about the leagues. Why did the Astros and the Brewers switch leagues? I never understood.
Don't know the answer to that. I think it was a Bud Selig thing. I honestly don't know the answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mystery. Real quick, who's pitching for the Yankees tonight? What's his name?
Schlitt.
No, that's tomorrow. Isn't it tomorrow? Schlittler is tomorrow.
Schlittler.
Is that the right name? I don't want to.
I think it is.
Okay.
That's what I'm mentioning. You got to leave that to the professionals because that's.
You just make sure you throw the L in there.
Tonight is Warren. Yeah.
I mean, Warren tonight, Schlittler tomorrow.
And then Stroman rounds out the three.
Right. Well, and the shame of it is that when I heard about Clark Schmidt, with his injury, I said, well, that's going to be one heck of a Schmidt stain on the Yankee season.
Well, D-Rod, stand by the dump on there, Joe. D-Rod's playing with fire. What do you want to say about Dominguez there?
I got to give you a chuckle. All right.
Take it. I don't understand, like, some fans, like, they're sort of like helicopter mom fans, where they're like, well, we got to put Dominguez in center field because that's his natural habitat and all this. And it's like, he's not a lion in the Bronx Zoo. He's a prospect. You know, you don't have to free him from anything. He's, you know, and in the history of baseball, you'll see prospects when they come up most of the time, not all, but they'll come up and they'll play where the team needs him. And, you know, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. You know, and on top of that, he's the third best defensive center fielder on the team, you know? And then, so what does that mean to Bellinger and Grisham if you put, you know, Dominguez, a rookie, over them? I mean, you're pretty much, I mean, that's not saying, much about those guys. You're kind of putting them down a little bit.
But hold on a second. D-Rod, hold on one sec. I mean, you got to look at a couple of things here. Number one, yeah, and right now he is the third. He actually might be the fourth best defender center fielder because even though Judge wasn't great out there, Judge might be better. I mean, he really might be. Jeez. Yeah. I mean, actually, Jazz played some outfield. Jazz might be better at this point. He played a little center field with the Marlins. But you do it not because you're desperate, but you do it because you understand that if you could do it properly, you can juggle two things where you could obviously address the now. And let's face it. I mean, Bellinger's got an opt-out. Grisham's deal is up $5 million after this year. I mean, are they getting extensions? In all likelihood, not. You got to have a center fielder. Jason Dominguez played mostly center. I'm looking at his minor league stats right now. And his first 1, 2, 3 years, all he played was center field. And then when he came up in 20, when he hit all the home runs, he played a little bit of left field. And then when he went back to the minors and with injuries, rehab, he started to play left field again in addition to center. So he was exclusively a center fielder from the ages of 18 through basically 20 and a half.
But wouldn't that make you think that they, as an organization, don't believe he could play center? Like, you don't just take a center fielder and if you think he can play center, you don't take him out of center and move him to left field.
Yeah.
Especially when you need a center fielder. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, he had the arm issue, and it's easier to make the throws from left field than from center field. I'm sure that was part of the rationale.
All right.
But you're not moving Ken Griffey Jr. to left field when he's 21 years old, is what you're saying.
My point is that, I mean, dude, we joke about the Yankees and whatever, or even other teams, but specific to this conversation with the Yankees, you think they really believe that Dominguez would be better in center field? Like, I have to believe that there's a reason why they moved him in left, and it's because they don't think he could play center adequately enough. And knowing baseball, take the Yankees out of it, there's no way a guy that plays left field the way that Dominguez plays left field, in my mind, would be sufficient in center field, the more premium position. That's just me using like baseball 101 and giving the Yankees the benefit of the doubt, even though sometimes they might not deserve it. In this particular case, I have to believe that they don't believe Dominguez will fly in center field.
But I don't know what they believe, but they believed in enough of him to have him play center field in the minors when he was their number one prospect. Now, yeah, kids come up and they ship him. Mattingly came up. He was playing left field when Donnie first came up, obviously. Yeah. So I don't really know because they haven't really spoken much about it. And actions speak louder than words, but Grisham is not a good center fielder. He's an elite defensive one, so that's easier to justify. And, you know, the one thing we got to be fair to Dominguez, it was a bit of a train wreck against the Mets here, and it was a mess in February and March down in Tampa.
Right, it hasn't been that bad.
It's been very quiet. And to me, when you're quiet, that now you're not making flashy plays, but you're not putting yourself on the highlight reel for the wrong reason.
But don't you think the Yankees' better lineup would be Grisham in center, Belly in left, Judge in right, Dominguez in there as DH? Now, I know nobody loves it because, oh, Big G. But think about what you get defensively in the outfield. You're on lockdown. You had a real third baseman. Your infield now is on lockdown.
Yeah.
Even with some issues with Volpe, he's not.
No, I got you. He's better than this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
he'll
for
level
sure.
out a little bit. Now you got a plus defender at second, plus defender at first, and depending on what third baseman you get,
yep.
Like that is a solid fielding team.
And Wells has pretty good throwing skills as well.
You're solid defensively, and now you have Dominguez bad as DH. All right, so you're losing out on
Stanton.
Rice and Stanton. Well, I mean, it's their fault that those guys can't field.
I would say, listen, the way you run through that, I agree with you. I would have to know, I'd have to see Dominguez in center, which they're not going to do anytime soon. They're not going to start experimenting again at this stage of the season, I don't think. And he's not going to be better than Grisham. Like, even if he is good out there and serviceable and solid and not an issue, he's not going to be Trent Grisham. But the argument for me, partially what you present, but also, well, if you do have Grisham in, if you have Dominguez in center and he's just a slight drop off, and he's not a butcher, and then you got Belly, and you got Judge, and you've got Stanton and Rice as the DH, the offense is stronger. But if there's an appreciable, not just a marginal, an appreciable drop in center field, it's not worth it.
BT and Sal on the Fan, a little bold-faced truth, bold-faced live when we come back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.